We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It is the new WIP Morning Show, about 2 months into the show. And, of course, for many years, Angelo had many interviews with the manager or the coach of a Philadelphia sports team. And certainly that's something we'll do a lot on this. The new WIP Morning Show, and joining us right now for the first time, we made the announcement earlier today. He'll be with us twice a month, and we're certainly happy he'll be with us twice a month throughout this baseball season. The manager of the Phillies, Rob Thompson. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, Rob.
Doing great.
Rob, we're looking forward to having you on the program throughout the baseball season. We thank you for doing this, and certainly there's a lot to get into, and you know, surprising out of the gate with the team struggling at 4-7. Are you concerned? It's not just 4-7, but it's 4-7 with injuries. Does it concern you at this point?
Well, I mean, I think everybody knows it's early in the season, but at the same time, you know, all these guys want to win games and get off to a good start. And we struggled early, especially on the first road trip. I think we played a lot better since we've been home, and maybe we can get on a little bit of a string here. But we do have some injuries, but, you know, that's part of the game, and we have to overcome that, really.
Rob, when bad baseball is played, sloppy baseball, defensive miscues, base running issues, what is your philosophy on when to dig in hard on the guys? The Dallas Green sort of be the yeller versus even-keeled, low-key, pointed out. What is your philosophy in these type of moments in a season?
Well, I think at this point we low key it, I guess, is the word, and just make sure that we're reminding these guys of the mistakes they make and hold them accountable. I don't think we have to blow anything up at this point, but we did have a meeting at the start of this series, and we talked about it and talked about, you know, making sure that we have awareness on the bases, we're paying attention to every detail. But I don't want to take their aggressiveness away because that's part of the DNA of this club.
Why has the base running been so sloppy, Rob?
I think it's
overconfidence?
No, I think it's just at times lack of awareness on the bases, and at times it's just trying to do too much and trying to create things, and that'll slow down as we win games and we get on a good run.
So, how much did last year's deep playoff run or even the WBC affect this team's ability to perform their best early?
I don't know how much that plays into it, and I really don't like to think about it too much. I think that you know, our young hitters are really having good starts to their seasons. I think you see the guys that went to the WBC, although I love the tournament, and it's a great tournament, and it creates a lot of interest in the game. Those guys don't play every day when they're playing in that tournament. So once they get into the regular season, there's kind of a fatigue that sets in that you have to kind of grind through. And I think our three guys especially are kind of going through that, and a little bit with Taijuan Walker too on the mound. So as we get into this thing and they get their legs underneath them and they get that they get in shape to play every day, I think you'll see, you know, better play.
Rob Thompson with us here. Hey, Rob, you referenced some of the younger players playing good, and Boehm and Stott are two of them. Exceeding expectations probably for almost anybody at this point. Are you going to lean heavier on them sooner, meaning top of the lineup more often, Bone perhaps in front of Castellanos sooner than later. What is your plan with those two guys who have probably been your two best players so far this year?
Yeah, and actually Castellanos is off to a really good start too. And if he hits the way he's hit in the past, and I kind of expect that, I think he's going to have a really bounce back here. We're going to produce a lot of runs. But we moved Bryson Stott to the top of the lineup the other day. We had a tough lefty yesterday, so I moved him back down. But he's back up at the top today. And, those guys are having great at-bats. Brandon Marsh is off to a really good start. So, as we get into this thing, and I think they can hit left-handed pitching too. As we get into this thing, I think you'll see, especially the left-handed hitters playing a little bit more against left-handed pitching. But, I don't think Bryson Stott's going to hit .422 this year, but he can hit, and he's got that he's got the DNA to be that leadoff guy. He sees, he knows the strike zone. He sees pitches early, and he sees them for a long time. He takes pitches. He grinds pitchers out. He can use the field, and he's got good bat-to-ball skills. So he can really hit.
So, Rob, is the plan to land on one lineup that works against both righties and lefties, or to continue with the separate platoons?
No, I think you'll see as we get into this thing, I think you'll see us come in with a more consistent lineup on a daily basis. And we're just a little bit feeling our way through this thing. But I really think the Marshes of the world and Stott and Bohm, at some point they're going to be able to hit either right-hand pitchers or left-hand pitchers.
Right. How much goes into getting Alec Bohm retooled to play first base?
Not a whole lot. I mean, it's more about situational play than it is fielding a ground ball and throwing and things like that, just being in the right place. Because there's two different types of bunts. There's the sacrifice bunt where the pitcher and the first baseman attack the ball, and then there's a base hit bunt in that 3-4 seam where we have the pitcher and second baseman attack the ball in the first base and go to first base. And then there's cuts and relays. There's different types of situations, nobody on, runner on first base, that type of thing. And so the first baseman ends up going in different areas. So we're working our way through that, but mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty simple process for him.
Why is it that you want to keep Alec Bohm at third for half the week?
Well, because of the fact that at some point one of our first basemen are going to come back, whether it's Derek Hall or something else, and I just want to make sure that if that happens, if we get another first baseman, or if Derek Hall comes back, he's at least played some third base, because that might be a tough transition if he hasn't played there for 2 months.
Phillies manager Rob Thompson with us. Rob, let's get to last night. A lot of frustrated callers today expressing all sorts of opinions on last night. Biggest one that stood out to many was Aaron Nola still in there when it looked like he was already out of gas. Do you look back on that and feel like you should have pulled him out sooner?
No, we thought that he was we thought he still had good stuff. He had in that sixth inning, he had a weak base hit through the 5-6 hole and the Segura jam shot. We were trying to get him through the inning so we didn't have to use the fourth reliever because somebody's got to close that inning out, and then we got to use probably three more because our pen is a little thin. We haven't had much length from our rotation. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to really get him through that sixth inning. His pitch count was still in pretty good shape, but stuff was still pretty good. But then we ended up having to go to Soto anyway.
Yep. Rob, is he, meaning Nola, is he struggling more than most with the pitch clock adjustment?
No, I think he's getting used to it now. I think at the start of the season he had a little bit, because of the intensity of the regular season, because he was really good during spring training as that went on. And then once you get to the regular season, you get to another intensity, and maybe struggle with it early. But I think as time goes on and we do some stuff in the bullpen with him, when he does his in-between starts, when he does his bullpen work, we put a clock on him for 10 or 12 pitches at the end of his bullpen. I think as time goes on, everybody's going to get more used to it.
Rob, totally aside from you having to get these guys acclimated to it, as quickly as possible, are you, as a baseball lifer, are you pro-pitch clock or anti-pitch clock?
I kind of like it because I like the I like the speed of the game. There's a certain adjustment that I have to make too. You know, you got to make sure that your relievers are ready on time.
Yeah.
You don't have as much time to waste, if you will. But I think everybody's got to make the adjustment. But I think when it's all said and done, and it becomes just part of the game, I think everybody's going to like it.
Rob, you referenced yesterday Bryce Harper. I mean, it's going well, obviously, this rehab. Even if the organization's not announcing a date or a target range for when he could be back, do you have one in mind? Do you have a date?
I do.
You do? Okay. We like
that. I'm not going to tell you, but I've got a date.
All right. Does that begin with that month an A, an M, or a J? Maybe an M. Good stuff. Hey, let's talk about Rhys Hoskins here, Rob. What's the realistic chance that he plays again this year, or is it really more of a long shot?
Well, I'm always kind of a positive thinker, so I in my mind think it's realistic because I know that how hard he works and I know how good our training staff is, and I'm very, very hopeful that we can get him at the end of the season.
And when can we expect to see Ranger again?
Yeah. Ranger's going to throw another bullpen here when we go to Cincinnati, and then we'll plan it out from there. But he's going to be up to 50 pitches, I believe, in his next bullpen. And it's been encouraging because, his last bullpen yesterday was 35 pitches. He threw all his pitches. He felt great. Now we'll check him out today when he comes in because usually it's the next day when you feel it. Mm-hmm. But so far, so good. And once we get him back in the rotation, we can move Strom back to the bullpen. And now that gives you a real effective piece. He's like a Swiss Army knife. He can throw one inning at high velocity. He can go multiple innings. He can, when you're down in a game, he can put him in and we come back and you can leave him in because you trust him and he's going to be effective. So, it's encouraging. I'm not really sure when Ranger will be back, but he's making progress.
Rob, back to the Bryce thing. You said something yesterday fascinating to me that you believe he could hit right now, big league hitting. I mean, he could be physically ready, but just not capable of sliding. The sliding.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't say big league hitting. I said I think he could hit in a game, whether that's a rehab game or whatever. It's just the sliding part of it. We got to get clearance from the doctor so that he feels like we can progress with the sliding and do some more aggressive head first slides, because that's where he does most of his sliding is head first, and there's an injury factor there that he could rupture it again until we get clearance and we know that everything is strong inside that elbow.
How's his mentality these days? Do you feel like he's
he's itching to go. He's itching to go. He wants to. He'd play right today.
Four and seven probably gets him more itchy, I would assume, right?
Well, he just, all in all, he just loves to play. I mean, he doesn't ever want a day off. He just loves to play. He loves to compete. He loves the game. He knows the history of the game. He's really something.
Final thing here, Rob. We were fascinated when we found out this, because of course October is amazing and the turnaround from June on was tremendous last year. We were amazed and fascinated by the storyline that we found out in the offseason that you had, and some listeners right now probably don't know this, you had made the decision prior to last season to retire at the end of last season. And that you had actually informed the organization's top brass that 2022 is going to be your last year in baseball. Of course, everything transpires that does. Joe Girardi's out, you're in, team takes off. I'm curious, when did you decide that you were going to continue managing? Did you make that decision last year during the year, playoffs, after the offseason, once the offseason began? And what's it like right now knowing that you almost have another lease on your baseball life where it was going to be over and now it's not? What's that like for you?
Yeah, I made the decision because I just felt like I was getting a little stale in the bench coach job, and I felt like there was somebody out there that could do a better job. Because I've been doing it for so long, and I just felt like, just kind of doing the same thing. And maybe there was somebody out there that had some better ideas. And then all of that, all the stuff happened in June. And I think once we got into it, probably a month into it, like I really thought, you know, I like doing this. And you know, and it got my baseball juices going again. And, you know, I didn't say anything to anybody, but then when Dave asked me for the extension, you know, I was just elated because I fell in love with this group of players and our coaching staff and just the atmosphere that we created. It's a lot of fun, and trust me, we're going to start winning. And because I feel that same type of atmosphere building.
We look forward to it, Rob. We really do. We look forward to talking all throughout the baseball season, twice a month. Rob, good luck in the weeks ahead, and certainly we'll be talking to you soon. Best of luck, and again, thanks for joining the show today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.